Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Lamed Zayin, mitzvah 237. The Isser of Lo Samod Al Damrei Echa, says the Torah, continuing the pasuk that we started off with yesterday. There are two Aveiros in the same pasuk. Lo Selech Rachil Ba'amecha, do not be a Rachil, do not be a slanderer in you, amongst your nation. We discussed that yesterday. And today is Lo Samod Al Damrei Echa, Ani Hashem. Do not stand idly by when you see your friend's blood being spilled. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, as Rashi does not say it here, but one could infer from all the other times it says Ani Hashem, even if you think nobody else notices, Ani Hashem, I notice. You know, one might say, oh, I didn't see it, I didn't know what was happening, Ani Hashem, just like we saw by Lifnei Iver, Ani Hashem. So to hear Ani Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what our kavanas are, and we have to make sure that we don't come close in terms of violating Lo Samod Al Damrei Echa. A number of the Mefarshim talk about the connection between these two mitzvahs. We spoke a little bit about it yesterday. But Lo Selech Rachil and Lo Samod Al Damrei Echa says the Arachaim HaKadosh, right here on our pasuk. Lo Samod, Litzach et Siva Al HaRechilus. The fact that the first half of the pasuk talks about Rechilus. Hisnebo, Shelo Yamod Al Damrei Echa. It also continues and says, Lo Samod, why? Shemra Kadachas Sherotzim L'Ritzoach. If you see a group of people that are about to commit murder in the extreme or do anything negative, Chayav Lo Dila Baldavi, you got to tell the person, Kadeshi Yatzel Nafsho, so that he can save himself. Velo Yomar, how is it Rechilus? What do you mean? It's Rechilus. I'm not allowed to talk about other people. I heard yesterday's Mitzvah Shir. I'm not allowed to say it. No. You got to hear today's Mitzvah Shir today also. How is it Rechilus? Halamata Shemlo Gila Ozen Chaveiro Vahargu Bitel Asharas Lo Samod. Vitzei Lomad? Mimaisa Gedalia ben Achikam. Shagilu lo kshalochash haya masha haya. As we know, the Gemara Nida, I think the Samachalov says that Gedalia should have taken into account what was told to him. He didn't. That was his fault. The Gemara faults him. But here, the same thing with the people told him. People told him were correct. They shouldn't have said, oh, it's nothing. Don't worry about it. It's Rechilus. No, as we saw yesterday, if there is a danger, if there is a productive result involved, then one is allowed to say it. Rav Hirsch as well connects these two ideas, and he says it's building on each other. First, Rechilos, I'm not allowed to say negative things against my friend. But then he adds, but fine, I didn't say anything negative, but you're also not allowed to just stand on the side and not do anything if you are needed. Laholich Rachil endangers the welfare of his neighbor maliciously, or at least carelessly. But it's not enough simply to not be a Holich Rachil and refrain yourself from endangering your neighbor's welfare, but Lo Samod. Whenever and wherever we see our neighbor's welfare endangered, we are not to remain indifferent and inactive, but must go ourselves, or if the circumstances are beyond our own powers of help, call others to the rescue. V'chulu, for is he not Reacha? He is to find his pasturage, the furthering of his well-being in you. You are to find your pasturage in him, and his progress to find the furthering of your own. V'chulu, so says Rav Hirsch, it's not only that we aren't supposed to do negative, but we have to be involved in others' lives as well, if we can be of help. In what way? So that's the next mitzvah we're going to talk about. Not to hate them, to give them rebuke, the revenge, and all the mitzvahs coming up. Okay, so let's get into the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo Lamar Al Damrein. Shelo Nimna Milahatzel Nefesh Miyisrael. We are not allowed to prevent ourselves and hold ourselves back from saving a Nefesh Kishenereyu Besakonis Amisa Vaveda. When we see that they are in danger, the Yelanu Yecholes Latzilo Bishum Tzad, and there we have ability to save him. Shenehemar Lo Samar Al Damreicha. Vamir B'Sanhedrin, and the classic case given in Maseches Sanhedrin is Tanya. Minayin L'Roes Chaveiro Shetoveya Benar. How do I know if I see somebody drowning? Ochaya Goroso, or being attacked by an animal. O Listen Bama Love, or robbers. Shu Chayev L'Hatzilo B'Nafsho. How do I know that I have to do my best to save him? Shenem Lo Samod Al Damrei. Yes, of course, if I don't know how to swim, I'm not supposed to jump into the water, because then I'm just it's vade endangering myself. But if I know how to swim and I can save him, then not saving him is an isser of Lo Samod Al Damrei Echa in the extreme sense. V'lo mibayi atzule benafshei demechayiv. And not only does one have to use their own body to try to save the person, ela mitrach, that's to be toreach va'aginami agirechayiv. They even have to rent and hire people out. If you could go and hire out some lifeguards, or whatever the case may be, hire, let's say you see somebody's property getting damaged. We'll see soon. If you could prevent the damage, you might have to pay for it. You also have to do that. Yes, we'll have to pay back afterwards. But it is our mitzvah to be involved in the active part. Okay. There's a lot to talk about here. Let's talk about a couple of the issues that come up, Lamaisa. The Shevet HaLevi, or even before that, just base it. There is one se'if in Shulchan Aruch about Lo Samod Al Damrei Echa. It is the second to last page in all of Choshen Mishpat. All of Choshen Mishpat, second to last page, Shemin Tavcha Vav. And there's Tav Chav Zayin Siman. Tav Chav Zayin is the positive of building a roof, building a fence around on your roof. That's the mitzvah makeh. That's the positive. And the one before that is Tav Chav Vav, will samar adam reyecha. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Haroah es chaver toveya bayam, o listin ba'an alav, o chay rabba alav, v'yachal atzilo, v'hu atzmo, o she yizkar acherim lahatzil, v'lo hitzil, o she shama akum, O Moshe, Mechashon of Avraham, you hear about people who are going to endanger him. O Tomer Mopach, Lo Gila Ozen Chaveira, I didn't tell my friend. So it's either monetary or financial danger. Either one is included in this mitzvah. Vahodiya, O She Yada Va'akum Ova Anas, Vechulu, and you didn't do it, over Alo Samal Adam Reyecha. End of the simen. One sif in the whole simen. That's it. Chayev Adam Mahatzel Tzchaveiro Bein Begufo Bein Bimamono. That is today's mitzvah. That's Lo Samal Adam Rei Echa. Asked a questioner to the Shevet Halevi, to Rav Vosner, a simple question. If we know this is an Isser and we have to save our friends, so why is it that if we ever hear about somebody who's sick, or sometimes, Rachman al-Islam, we hear that this person needs, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to get an operation overseas, they have to go to this doctor and that doctor, so why shouldn't we have to give away all of our money to each person that we hear about? After all, we know the rule is you have to give away all your money to not violate a lo saseh. The Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discusses in Hilchus Lulav, you have to give away all your money. For an aseh, there's limits. I'm a vazbiz, I vazbiz, yosimi chomesh. But for lo saseh, you have to give away all our money. So why shouldn't we have to give away? So says the Rav Vosner in Chelek, Hey, Simon, Kufay and Dalit. Kvodo misupak ledina, amayin chayev kalecha ve'echad miYisrael, lohotzi kama mono avr cholim misukan, hazakuk lohutzas merubos, latzalos chayev, golavar nituchim, da kalecha ve'echad muzar, belav del osama, da meyecha, umavur barachayim, tafresh dun vav, shesorach lohotzi afilu kama mono shalavar olav. So we're all violating this answer. If we know there's somebody out there who's sick, who needs our money, we should have to give away all of our money to save them. And that's not the minhag. Everybody gives some and it participates. So why is it? So says the Shevet Halevi. Well, first of all, according to the Rivash who holds that you only have to give away all your money to prevent active Averos, so then it's not a problem, because this is a passive Avera. So I'll have shame of mice. The Isser is by not doing something. But according to the other Achronim, the Chavos here and others, that hold that even if it's passive, I'm still stuck. So he continues with the two-page Shuva, and at the end he says that there is a difference when there is a communal obligation and a personal obligation. If I am in a situation where I could save somebody personally, I'm the only one, and I'm the focus of the potential and the possibility of saving the person, then I have to. That's my chiyuv. But if there's a chiyuv upon the tzibur, then I don't violate personally lo samod. If I don't do everything, it's a communal obligation. So I have to do part, because I'm part of the community. Ivrak she'en adavar mutal al yachid davka. V'chal atzibar b'chlal hakriya. Ke'en ha-mitziyus she'kaza kvodo pshitali she'en ha-yachid b'fnei asma m'chuyav lahotzi kama mono. V'tzuras ha-mitzvah b'inyin zeh. She'ha-bezdin o ha-om din barosh yasu as ha-rabim. Aval as ha-yachid al kalpanim ein l'chayiv b'kanal. Well, ani yastayti yastagam izeh. I'm scared about this psak, but that's what the Shevet really focuses. This is a communal chiyav, and therefore it is not obligatory upon everyone. A little more expansive about this, if you want to look in the Shvat Avraham, Dr. Abraham in the Simen, in Choshimish, but also, he quotes the Shlomo Zalman regarding this issue of the Shevet Halevi. He says, for if an individual knows that others are not contributing and helping the patient, maybe you should still say, even if you're part of the Tzibur, he's bothered by the Shevet Halevi Svara. If you know other people are not participating, so it's their fault, but if I know about it, and I can save the person by giving away tons of money, maybe I should violate Losamo. But he says, it's not the Minug. The Minug is to everybody do their own portion. So it's, that is one issue to discuss. Whatever the issue is, it seems like the poskim are clear that one does not have to give away all their money for this isser. The Shevet Halevi seems to be correct. You just have to answer that question of Rav Shlomo Zalman of if you know that the tzibur isn't doing their job, why don't you have the mitzvah? A huge topic related to Lo Samal Adam Reyecha and saving oneself is the issue of putting oneself into a suffix sakana in order to save someone from a vadai sakana. That is a huge discussion. We're not talking here about getting some shots in order to for a little danger for to get immunized. So you get a little shot of the virus. That's not what we're talking about. That all the poskim say that's not considered suffix zakana. Such a tiny, tiny chance. And the halacha says one should be immunized and one should take all those shots. That's not what we're talking about. That's clear. Dr. Abraham writes that at the end of Simon Atav Chavav. But the major issue is a little larger sakana. Let's say, the case that is discussed, giving a kidney. Somebody is, Baruch Hashem, healthy, and they have two kidneys, and somebody else is having kidney failure. And if they don't get a kidney, they're going to die. They're in Vaday Sakana. What is my obligation? If I'm a match, if I could give a kidney, who knows down the road, Rahman al-Islam, if the donor is going to have problems. So it's putting oneself into a suffix sakana in order to save the other person from a vada sakana. That is the issue under discussion. This is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi quoted in Agos Mamonios. In the first paragraph of Rotzeach, he quotes the Yerushalmi that says, Chayiv. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in Os Dalid. L'hachin is asked about suffix sakana. The Minchas Chinuch says, Ein Kesev Mishnah. Shehevi Beishem Agos Mamonios. He quotes Agos Mamonios here. One is obligated to save his friend, right? Obligated to put yourself into a savi sakana. Why? Because it's ain't a savi and vadai. So you have to put yourself into a savi in order to save the person who's a vadai. The big ha'ara is, and this is the smaz ha'ara, the smaz points out that the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch all are silent. Nobody says a word. That's this sma on this little simon in Shulchan Aruch. The sma in Simon Tav Chavav quotes that the poskim don't mention it. It must be we don't hold of it. Well, hold of it, meaning we don't hold that one is chayiv. So that is the horror of the sma, and that is what we assume. We assume that it is a reshus. One might have said that if one is not one doesn't have to, then one is not allowed to. But the poskim don't go that far. The poskim seem to say that it is a reshus. The Mishnah Berurah writes this in Shin Chaf Tes Os Yud Tes in the halachas of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikom Makom Mish Sakana LaHamatzil Ena Mechuyav Tachayev Kodem LaChayech Aveiro Afilu Suffik Sakana Nami Adif Sveiko Didei Mivadei Dechaveiro. You don't have to. Ulam Sarach Lishkalat Vram Hetei Vimish Sabeg Suffik Sakana. But you have to make sure that it's a suffik. If a person is just being unreasonable, and it's no sakana really for them, then they have to. But only back they be also, you have to be so medactic. But that is the assumption of many. There are some achronim that say one is not allowed to put themselves into a suffix sakana. The Radvaz, we've quoted this shuvah before, fascinating shuvah of the Radvaz in Aleph Nun Beis, 1052. The Radvaz was asked that there was a shiloh that somebody, the government official came to a person and said, let me cut off one of your avarim, your ear, or else I'm going to kill your friend. That's the shiloh of the Radvaz. I'm going to cut off your ear, and if you don't let me cut off your ear, so then I'm going to kill your friend. So does one have to... So I'm not, we know you're Yerovel Yavar, but I'm not allowed to kill my friend. But if I'm totally passive, do I have to, if somebody's taking me and throwing me onto somebody and I kill them through that way, I'm doing nothing. I have a choice. So says the Ravaz, what is the halacha? Yesh omrim shechayev lo haniyach lekatis ha'eber. Some say you have to leave over to get your eber cut. He's putting yourself into a suffix sakana whenever you lose a limb. So it's a sakana to save your friend from a vade sakana. Says Ravaz, so some say, Chayiv laniach, you have to. Says Ravaz, I don't think so. Tshuva, zumidas chasidus. Avaladini shuva. Mala sakonis aver. De shabbos, shekain ones. To asi mishmaya. Velochulu. Vesu doma de chadigas aver. Avishina shematuyabo. Shema yetzim hein dam. The yamus. Vani raisi. Shemesa de sestrato asazno. I saw somebody die from a cut in their ear, says the Ravaz. Lohotzi meam dam. Vyasu kolkachat shemes. So who knows? So Ravaz is saying, maybe it is a sakana. Visu. And the Torah also says, a Torah amar petza takas petza, kviya takas kviya. V'yafilu hachi chashu shemai de kviya yamus. And the Torah says, only money. V'cholu, he says, derecher darchi noam. It's on our derecher darchi noam list. V'tzorech shemishpitei torasim yu maskibin ala seichel. V'ich yalal daitenu. Shianiach adam lasami es eno lachtoch as yado kti shilo yamus es chadero. Lefichach eini roet tam ledin ze elamidas chasidus v'ashrei chelko mishi yuchal lamod baze v'mi savis takar zafashis hariz a chasid shote. But it's a savis akana chasid shote the sveika di day odef mi vadi dechavrei. So that last line is what the mafreshim seem to say, that if it's really vadi sakana like the kidney case, so according to Ravada, it sounds like you're not allowed to do it. And that's what some poskim seem to lean towards. There's a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer, and there's a tshuva of Rav Moshe discusses it. He says it's also a Rishus, but if you are, I just brought one of them. If you want to look in Rav Avadi, Rav Avadi has a Shuva in Yechaveh Das, Chelek Gimel, I think it is, Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Dalid, where he talks about, he quotes all of the poskim, and he says, yes, there are some poskim, like the Tzitz Eliezer and the Minchas Yisroch, that say, it wasn't Rav Moshe, it was the Minchas Yisroch and the Tzitz Eliezer that both say one shouldn't in these cases. Avo Be'emes, says Rav Avadia, he spoke to doctors, and it's a very, very low level sakana if somebody is a healthy individual to give a kidney. Shadargas Hasichun, Botsas Haklaya, La'admatorim, he mu'etes ma'od. Uketishim v'tisha achuzim, me'atarmim, chozim lebriosam hatkina. 99%. Lufize, komash eskimo aposkimanal sha'osho, lahakal asma besame sakana, zerach besavik ashakul. But here, bevade mitzvah litrom, there's no machlokas here. Everybody would agree in this case, assumes Rav Avadia. That's what he says at the end. Nire ha'ikar lahalacha shem mutter v'gam mitzvah. Litrom kloya achas b'kol yosav la'atzolas chayiv shal adam Yisrael hasher b'sakana machlas kloyos v'ruya mitzvah zula hagena atorim. This mitzvah is going to protect the person. Mikom akom vada, you have to go through the doctors and make sure everything's okay. But again, this would apply to any type of donation, any type of bone marrow, anything. But again, if it's a very, very small sakana, then it might not be a machlok. It's for sure allowed. Is it mechuyiv? Or it's not mechuyiv. It's not mechuyiv if there's any type of slight sakana that is involved. The Meshech Chachma, fascinatingly, Kedarko Bakodesh, finds a remez to this halacha in a story in Chumash, where nobody else talks about it. Two parshias, last week's parsha, Shmos, right, we're still on Monday, so we're still connected to last week's, you still make Abdullah, if you didn't make Abdullah yet. So, says the Meshech Chachma, what does Hashem tell Moshe in Midian? Leich Shuv Mitzrayimah. Go back to Mitzrayim. Ki meisu kol ha'anashim ha'mavachim ezavshecha. Because the people that sought your life died. So Rashi quotes, the Dasan Avirim died, they became poor in the Chash of Kames. But what is Hashem say, Moshe? You could go back because they've died. Mashma, if they wouldn't have died, Moshe wouldn't have to go back. B'nei Yisrael are in Vandai Sakana. Moshe is putting himself into a Savi Sakana. The people who tried to kill him before, they're going to try to kill him again. So Meshech Chachma says, no, you can go back. Hashem, you can go back because they've died. Meaning they're not powerful anymore. They're not going to do anything. Mashma, that he wouldn't have to go back otherwise. That's the galus of the Meshech Chachma. Mulchatim ha'yu chayim ha'mavakshim es nafsho. V'ha'yu tzarech le'olech lo'otzi b'nei Yisrael mi'Mitzrayim. Aval pi shekol Yisrael tzrichim ilav. Einu tzarech la'hakriz ha'asmo b'sakana. This also has to do with another very important marker related to this, is the issue where you have a rotzeach b'shogeg. The Mishnah in Makkos talks about a murderer b'shogeg who's in the ear miklat. He doesn't leave the ear miklat even for edus nefashos. Afilu Yisrael tzrichim lo. The post I'm talking about, why? Why isn't he allowed to leave? Because it's a Savik Sakana for him, even if Chai Yisrael are in a Vadei Sakana. So again, there are many, many Gemaras related, all the Achronim get into the action here, about what the Bavli says. What the Bavli says. But it seems clear the Yushami says Chayiv, the Bavli somewhere, or even just by not saying anything, does not hold that it is a Chayiv. Okay, let us continue. The Merchas Chinuch in Oz Beis discusses, what about the case, Rachman al-Islan, of somebody who's committing suicide? Ma'abid atzmo l'das. Obviously, we have to do what we can to try to prevent him from killing himself, but is there an isser of losam al-adam re'echa when it comes to somebody committing suicide? Why, what's the issue? What's the issue? You know what? Let's do the next paragraph of the Chinuch first, because then that relates to what he's going to say. V'yod kol zechanim levracha. As we've said up till now, we have to save a life. We can't stand idly by when a Jew's life's in danger. Next paragraph is when a Jew's money is in danger as well. We can't stand idly by. V'kol zechanim levracha b'asher azu shlo lichbosh edus. If I know testimony, we spoke about this issue already a little bit at the beginning of a Yikra. Shvuas ha'edus. If I know testimony for somebody that could get him money, so I have to say it. I can't withhold my testimony. Kedesh lo yovar chaver mamono. V'chenu b'sifra. Minayin shim lo dalo edus shein rasha lishtok aleho. Had I know if I know edus, I can't be quiet. Shin ne'amar lo samar adam re'echa. Learned it from the same pasuk. Right, so not letting somebody's life is in danger, not letting somebody's money is in danger. But now the road about Chaver Lahargo, if somebody else is, Ruby's running after Shimon, I have to save Shimon. So you see it applies to money. Back to the Menchas Chinuch. Menchas Chinuch in Oz Beis says, well, if somebody throws out their possessions, Midas, I have no obligation to save it for them. If somebody's property is in danger, I have an obligation to save it for them. If it happened and they can't control it. But if somebody themselves threw their stuff into the ocean, I have to go and save it for them? No, I don't. So maybe suggest the Menchas Chinuch also by our life. If somebody puts their own life in danger, if somebody is being ma'abed atzmo and somebody could save him, efshar. It's possible, obviously we have to do what we can, but does one violate? Possibly not. Why? Not only the mitzvah asay of returning a lost item with a kol shekein, returning a person's body. Just like I don't have to return, and there's no answer of standing idly by it's in a situation of aveda midas if they throw it out themselves, but so too maybe when it comes to this issue of ma'aridas v'ladas. So Minchas Chinuch says he assumes it does not apply. In the last four words, kein nira li borer. This is what I think is clear, that there is no issur of losan adam reyecha if I stand idly by if somebody's ma'aridas v'ladas. And the footnote knows, hey, he quotes achronim that say obvious the other way. The Klei Chemda and others assume that even if the guy is screaming, let me die, let me die, let me do it, if we don't do anything, that is the isser of Osamod al-Dam Reyecha. So those are different issues that are discussed. Again, the two main issues that we just discussed is number one, the last one, Ma'abed Asmol Adas, many issues related to suicide. We spoke about this in Yisra by Lo Sirtzach, and the other issue about putting oneself into a Safik Sakana, the same one from a Vade Sakana. That is a huge discussion, Lamaisa. Finishing up, Shoresh Mitzvah Zu Yadua, the Shoresh of this Mitzvah is known, Ki Kamoshe Yatzil Ha'echres Chaveiro, Kin Chaver Yatzil Oso. You save him and he'll save you. This is a functioning society. Hashem wants the Yishuv of the Olam. This is discussed at length in Sanhedrin. This applies to men and women always. If I could save someone and I had, it was in my power and I didn't, as we've said, just to end with the words of the Chazon Ish, writes in one of his letters, it's quoted in Kamosi Shalal Rav, right here on Kadoshim, he quotes that, does it mean I physically have to save them? Maybe it just means to daven for them. That's also saving them. So says the Chazon Ish. Well, first of all, if you have within your power to physically save them. If you're at the shore, you see somebody drowning, and you're a lifeguard, say, you know what, I'm going to daven for him. No! Chas v'sholom, says the Chazon Ish. You have to go and save them physically. If you can save somebody financially, you have to. But, he says, mi yeh misha yasik maskana mut'eis. You might think mistaken maskana. Kashi yira adam toveya benohar, b'makom l'zaniket elamayim l'asos latzilo, ya'amol l'spala kadosh baruch hu, save him. He says, no. He says, that's a shofech damim. But, says the Chazon Ish, if you can't do anything, if somebody is in danger and it's not in your power, somebody, Rachman al-Zan, is sick, and I can't do anything to save them, somebody's in a tzara, and I'm on the other side of the world, and I can't do anything for them, so then, Losam al-Adam Re'echa requires me to daven for them. Because we know davening has at least as much, maybe if not more, effect and hashpa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. So therefore, that's Losam al-Adam Re'echa. When we see somebody, when we hear about somebody in danger, even if we can't do anything about it, we have to daven. It's interesting, nice minhag, if you ever see a Hatzalah ambulance going by, just say a Kapitel Tehillim. Right, Lo Samar Adam Reyecha. Who knows who's there? It's rushing by. Lo Samar Adam Reyecha. Right, something to think about, maybe to be Mekayim this mitzvah in the best way possible. Okay, we'll stop here. Finish Lo Samod. Be'l Hashem, we'll get into other mitzvahs in the coming days.